This is Passport to Texas. When it's fall in Texas, Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine becomes a hunter's best friend. Editor Louis Bond.
So in October, we have our much anticipated hunting forecast. And Steve Lightfoot invites us all to pull up a chair and grab a cup of coffee and sit down with a few biologists and talk about how hunting prospects are this year. For instance, with Kevin Cray about ducks, which are up 7% this year. Jason Harden and Mike Kruger talk about turkey and quail with guarded optimism. The squirrels had lots of acorns because there was lots of rain this year. There's plentiful javelina. They're not even affected by the drought because they're such great desert animals. Feral hogs. Don't even get us started about feral hogs. And white-tailed deer. Well, I guess you're just going to have to buy the issue to find out about white-tailed deer because everyone wants to know how they're going to be this year. If you're not into hunting, there's still plenty of stuff for you. We'll be talking about sun fishing, and we'll go to 3 days in Chinati out in West Texas, and we'll celebrate the 75th anniversary of the Wildlife and Sport Fish Restoration Program, which is actually responsible for so many of the wonderful things we're able to do at TPWD these days.
Thanks, Louie. The October issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine is on newsstands now. The Wildlife and Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series and celebrates 75 years of funding diverse conservation projects throughout Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.